From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo officially opens GPDRR 2022. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin lauds amputee soccer team for passing World Cup qualifier. And now the news in detail. The 7th session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, or GPDRR, theme from risks to resilience, held in Nusa Dua, Bali, was officially opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Wednesday afternoon. In his speech, he also pointed out that Indonesia has succeeded in protecting Indonesia's mangrove forests, which contribute to 20% of the world's mangroves.
Dengan berbagai upaya pemerintah dan lahan bisa ditekan seminim mungkin dalam tahun 2021.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo explained that the Indonesian government has offered the world the concept of sustainable resilience as a solution to deal with various types of disasters. He also remarked that by strengthening disaster institutions and education, every country must invest in research and innovation. Indonesia is also committed to implementing the Sendai framework as soon as possible. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has lauded Indonesian amputee football team for qualifying for the Amputee Football World Cup to be held in Turkey in October. The success of national team proves that physical disabilities do not prevent anyone from excelling in sports. This was affirmed by the Vice President Ma'ruf Amin during a virtual audience with the Indonesian Amputee Football Association on Wednesday, according to a press release as quoted by Antara. He also said that the achievement is the result of the association's continuous coaching and athlete development program. The Vice President said he expected the accomplishment to motivate the community, especially people with disabilities, to become more interested in sports, as well as inspire athletes with disabilities to keep practicing and gain more achievements. The relationship between Indonesia and the European Union is currently getting better. The European Union has learned and collaborated with Indonesia through the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB, in which the Union has invested through the Ecofund program. This was stated by European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Vincent Piket, after the opening of the 7th GPDRR in Bali on Wednesday.
So you have a lot of experience in managing disasters and reducing the risks, and with very competent BNPB organization with whom we work a lot bilaterally, but also in the framework of ASEAN and through the AHA Center that ASEAN has operated and which we co-fund.
Moreover, Ambassador Piquet further pointed out that in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic, the cooperation between Indonesia and European Union in the economic sector was considered stable, with the value of bilateral trade in the period of January to August 2021 reaching $18.1 billion. It has increased 8.68% compared to the same period last year, amounting to $16.7 billion. The head of National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Commissioner General Boy Rafli Amar has called on national and international organizations to work in unison to combat terrorism and radicalism. This was affirmed by Boy Rafli Amar in his statement on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He had earlier welcomed the visit of Commander of the British Royal College of Defence Studies, Lieutenant General Sir George Norton. According to Amar, the global community must exert efforts at par with the endeavors made to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, including coordinated measures to develop COVID-19 vaccines for fighting terrorism and radicalism. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (KADIN) held bilateral meetings with Switzerland Corporate Union, Economy Suisse, and several CEOs of Swiss companies on strengthening sustainable energy cooperation. As quoted by Antara on Wednesday, head of KADIN Swiss Bilateral Committee Francis Wanandi explained that currently Indonesia has a sustainable council project with them. Switzerland is interested in investing in Indonesia, especially in the sustainable energy and infrastructure sectors. Rapidly phasing out coal power plants and mines will be vital for Australia's new government to meet its more ambitious carbon emission targets, environmentalists said, while urging renewable energy investment for mining communities. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Australia's Labour Party formed a new government on Monday, after unprecedented support for the Greens and climate-focused Independents ended nearly a decade of rule by the Conservative coalition in Saturday's general election. New Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of the centre-left Labour has promised to end the climate wars, disagreements over the need for action on climate change that have dogged politics in Australia for years. The United Nations Security Council will vote on Thursday on a US push to strengthen sanctions on North Korea over its renewed ballistic missile launches, a move that China, which has a veto power, said would not solve any problems. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the vote comes a day after Pyongyang fired 3 missiles, including one thought to be its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, following US President Joe Biden's trip to Asia. It was the latest in a string of ballistic missile launches this year, which are banned by the Security Council. A US official said that the draft solution would further restrict North Korea's ability to advance its unlawful WMD, or Weapon of Mass Destruction, and ballistic missile programs. It would streamline sanctions implementation and further facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights 20 Indonesian citizens returned from Syria through the fifth wave of repatriation program in 2022. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy in Damascus repatriated 20 Indonesian migrant workers from Syria through the fifth wave of repatriation on Thursday. The repatriation was carried out by land transportation from Damascus to Beirut and continued by flights to Jakarta with transit in Abu Dhabi. One of these workers is an Indonesian citizen who has been employed for 11 years in Syria and has not received any salary. The Indonesian Embassy in Damascus has made various efforts by collaborating with related parties in Syria, thus successfully fighting for salary rights and repatriating the worker to Indonesia. When releasing Indonesian migrant workers, Indonesian Ambassador to Syria, Wajid Fauzi, said that the Indonesian government keeps making the best efforts in providing service and protection to Indonesian citizens. Seeing the trend of many sponsors who are not responsible for the problems of Indonesian migrant workers being sent, Ambassador Wajid Fauzi asked Indonesian citizens and Indonesian migrant workers to be more careful when accepting offers to work abroad in a bid to prevent problems when working abroad. He also asked all parties to stop the practice of sending non-procedural migrant workers, which is not in accordance with statutory provisions. The success of the repatriation could not be separated from solid cooperation and real support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Indonesian Embassy in Beirut, and the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency and other related parties. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on May 26, 1966, when Guyana became independent. The country of Guyana is located in the north of Latin America. The area was discovered by Spanish sailors about 5 centuries ago, but the Dutch colonized Guyana. In 1796, the British took over the colony of Guyana. Guyana became independent from British rule on May 26, 1966. In 1970, Guyana became a republic. We move to the event on May 26, 1972, when United States and Soviet Union signed SALT Strategic Arms Restriction Agreement 1. The negotiations between the United States and the Soviet Union on the Strategic Arms Limitation Talk, or SALT, which began in 1969, resulted in the SALT 1 Treaty on 26 May 1972. The SALT 1 limited the number of strategic ballistic missiles launchers at existing levels and allowed additional new ballistic missile launchers, which are only launched by submarine. The agreement was signed by the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, and the Secretary General of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev. We end today in history with the event on May 26, 2005, when Indonesian economist Radius Prawiro passed away. Radius Prawiro was born in Yogyakarta on June 29, 1928. He is an Indonesian economist and a politician. He became one of the founders of the Indonesian economy during the reign of President Suharto. Various important positions in the financial economy have been held by Radius Prawiro. He was a high-ranked official of the Supreme Audit Agency, Minister of Finance, Governor of Bank Indonesia, and as an important representative of international financial institutions. Radius Prawiro passed away in Munich, Germany on May 26, 2005 at the age of 76 years due to heart disease. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda cinta, ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertama.
tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
GPDRR 2022 presents three main themes on disaster risks. The preparatory day of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, or GPDRR 2022, was held in Nusa Dua, Bali on May 23rd and 24th, 2022. The meeting presented three main themes discussing disaster risk reductions. They were Stakeholder Forum, World Reconstruction Conference 5, and Multi-Hazard Early Warning Conference 3, presenting national and international level speakers. The preparatory day was held hybrid presenting cross-sector stakeholders prior to the official opening of GPDRR on Wednesday. Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB, System and Strategy Division Deputy Raditya Jati on Monday said that the stakeholder forum aimed to open a space for stakeholders to coordinate and exchange the best practice around an inclusive involvement, collaboration, and preparation for the official session of the global platform. Then, the World Reconstruction Conference 5 was held jointly by the United Nations Development Programme, Global Facility for Disaster Reduction and Recovery, and the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction under the International Recovery Platform. The theme gathered participants from national and local governments, civilian, private sector, academician, and international organizations from across the globe to share their experiences. Meanwhile, the Multi-Hazard Early Warning Conference 3 aimed to reveal how access availability, multi-hazard early warning use, and risk information could be increased to be better convey the aspiration of Sendai Framework, Paris Agreement, and Sustainable Development Goals, especially in achieving the target G of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reductions. Indonesia is the host of the 7th GPDRR meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali on May 23rd until 28, 2022. The theme was From Risk to Resilience toward Sustainable Development for All in a COVID-19 Transformed World. The theme was interpreted by the Indonesian government as strengthening partnership towards a sustainable resilience. That's My Indonesia.
Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami. Awal
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Rengganis Suspension Bridge was just opened on May 3, 2022, coinciding with the anniversary of Bandung City. Rengganis Suspension Bridge is claimed to be the longest suspension bridge in Southeast Asia. It stretched 370 meters long and 75 meters high. The suspension bridge connects tourists from the entrance to the location of Rengganis Crater. Before the presence of the suspension bridge, tourists who wanted to go to Rengganis Crater had to go through a footpath made by the residents with a longer distance. Now, they can walk about 300 meters from the end of the suspension bridge to the Crater location. Located at an altitude of 1,700 meters above the sea level, the expanse of wilderness and green tea gardens can be witnessed from the Rengganis Crater area. In addition, from the top of the bridge, you can see the river flowing from Mount Patuha. Rengganis Suspension Bridge is made of imported steel wire sling and has been tested by researchers from the factory. In the construction, the designer and manager also consulted with the Research and Development Center for Bridge Structure, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. Meanwhile, the ground floor of the bridge used ironwood from Kalimantan. For safety, visitors who pass will be equipped with a safety rope tied to a steel sling. The management also limits the capacity of the visitors who pass over the bridge, which is only 70 people. Even though it is safe, all visitors are advised to continue to comply with the applicable regulation while at the Rengganis Suspension Bridge, such as no smoking, no gathering at one point, no running, and no shaking of the bridge. Rengganis Suspension Bridge is located in Patenggang Village, Rancabali District, Bandung Regency. To enter this area, tourists are offered a go-through ticket, a bundle tickets. In addition to the suspension bridge, you can visit other tourism attractions in Rancabali District, Bandung Regency. First, a package is worth 100,000 rupiah per person. With the entrance tickets, you can access four tourism destinations at once. They are Glamping Lakeside, Situ Patenggang, Rengganis Crater, and Rengganis Suspension Bridge. Second, a package is worth about 70,000 rupiah per person, including Rengganis Crater and Rengganis Suspension Bridge. Interestingly, you will get a welcome drink in the form of Walinity. Rengganis Suspension Bridge is open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, if you want to enjoy a sunrise panorama for a professional photography or pre-wedding, you can book an early visit to the management at 5 a.m. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Oh,
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights Ubud Festival 2022. Listeners, after 2 years of vacuum due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Ubud Food Festival is held at Taman Kuliner Ubud Gianyar Bali again from June 24th to 26th, 2022. The founder and director of the Ubud Food Festival, Janet Deneu, said, "This event was an initiative to restore Bali's tourism. This festival is a cross-cultural culinary adventure that was first initiated in 2015 by the Mudra Swari Saraswati Foundation with a vision of enriching the life of Indonesian people through community and cultural development programs, especially in the culinary field. Running for 3 years, the event features a variety of Indonesian dishes as well as innovative chef and local products." This year's Ubud Festival has the theme Heroes. This theme is rise to fight for and respect the people behind the scenes of Indonesian culinary culture. They are young and old generation who continue to play an important role in educating the world of Indonesian gastronomy, as well as international chefs and foodies who are dedicated to preserving tradition and sharing their food and stories. According to Janet Deneu, for 3 days, the festival hosts culinary celebration, discussion, workshops, music, and films, who can add to an extraordinary culinary and cultural experience. The festival committee has selected chef, culinary experts, craftsmen, food writers, and farmers to attend the festival. The Ubud Food Festival also pays tribute to William Wongso in the form of Lifetime Achievement Award for his dedication to Indonesian culinary. During the event, Indonesia's leading social eco-entrepreneur, Helianti Hilman, will present unique dishes inspired by Borobudur relief and discuss her research on gastronomic heritage projects. There is also Yesha Arrington, a chef with African, American, and Korean blood who live in Los Angeles, United States. She presents plants based in five lemons. There is Andrew Walsh from Cure Michelin from Singapore serving up Celtic cuisine. On the culinary theater stage, Patty Elliott returns to her Manado roots, where she came from. She transformed traditional Indonesian cuisine into a modern dish. Lisa Sibagariang, fermentation expert from Lokafor and Bali Bandung Culinary Adventure, presented by Party Gastronomy. At sunset, visitors will enjoy a selection of music and movies. Ubud Food Festival 2022 presents Navicula, the Soul R&B, Soul Food Trio, and Kroncong Jancho. That's Miss Seleni.
lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, I would like to present a song from Jakarta entitled Enjoy Jakarta. The song Enjoy Jakarta has lyrics the Betawinese dialect. This lyric contains a call to joy Jakarta. In addition, the lyrics to Enjoy Jakarta also mention various destinations that can be visited and the culinary that can be enjoyed in Jakarta. The song also calls for people not to throw garbage in the river so that Jakarta does get flooded. The song was composed with a rhythm like a pum, which is indeed one of typical cultures of Betawi. Well, listeners, here's the song Enjoy Jakarta by Kojek Rap Betawi.
Pendengar, ngibing yuk, bareng Kojek nih, nyonyonyo. Jajanan murid tempat tamasih jalan-jalan nyok ke Monas taman mini lanjut keong mas juga ada tempat sejarah lubang buaya kota tue kalau panas rendam di Ancol keragunan lewat jalan tol lihat-lihat orang utan balik PRJ ke Mayoran. Nah ini gue kasih tahu mau beli baju di pasar baru
semua ke Jakarta lihat ibu kota bareng sama keluarga. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di sini aja ya.
Enggak abang ah, di sana aja.
Di sini enak, di bawah pohon.
Malu kan bang, banyak orang tuh diliatin.
Ah, di sini aja deh. Same-same
Bang, di sini aja Bang.
Oga ah, di sini aja
Bang, di sini aja Bang.
Oga ah, di sini aja.
Dasar orang lelaki memang maunya menangkan diri.
Di sini aja deh.
Terserah deh si abang ah.
Cepet dong ngebuka.
Abang entar dulu.
Abang udah gak tahan.
Buka deh nih, buka cepet ah. Di apa enaknya bang, buka di tempat begini. Di apa enaknya bang, buka di tempat begini.
Abang udah gak sabar, biar di rumput sama enaknya. Gurih ya?
Enak ya bang ya? Aduh, apa yang gue bilang enakan di sini?
Untung gak di bapun ya. Di sini aja deh.
Oga di sini aja.
Di sini aja deh.
Oga di sini aja.
Di sini aja. Yo, ayo kita buka sama-sama.
Banget di sini aja, bang.
Oga di sini aja. Aja.
Dasar orang lelaki memang maunya menangkan diri.
Di sini aja deh.
Ibi ah di sana aja.
Di sini aja deh ya.
Terserah deh si abang ah.
Cepet dong buka.
Abang entar dulu.
Abang udah lapar.
Makan ini makan.
Kalau udah lapar di atas rumpun enak makannya. Enak ya timbalnya ya.
Enak.
Ada ikan asinnya lagi nih. Heran di rumah gong anak makan kalau di kebun begini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di dalam baja beroda, di bawah raksasa tinggi, dihantui bayang-bayang kelam, berebut udara jernih, di ramai kota menggantung mimpi yang entah di mana. Kita kemana, mau kemana,
hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa, kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa, tarik di mata.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.